Blog Talk Radio.
Jesus, draw me ever nearer as I lay.
Hello.
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 I guess we're on the other side.
Yes, you are. You are.
And you know, right. We are on our side.
Welcome, everybody, to the other side of Blog Talk Radio. Welcome, everybody, to Tuesday night. It is August the 9th, 2016, and we are ready for another fantastic show with our host, Nathan, co-host, Ida, and our star, Dr. Alali. We welcome everybody and our friends from Canada and around the world and to be with us tonight. Dr. Alali, are you there?
I'm right here, Ida. I want to take this moment to thank you for the gracious hostess that you are, for Nathan on the spot, for his generosity in sponsoring the show every week. And this has got to be the liveliest show of the seniors in the engineer room hooking up Canada, the United States, and people calling in from Iceland and other places that are able to access this radio show, this Blog Talk Radio. I'm grateful that it's on the internet and therefore it's accessible to people without expense, except for to our sponsors who are so gracious to bring us to the world every single week. And tonight is kind of a continuation of last week. We were talking about leukemia and power lines and the movie The Distinguished Gentleman with Eddie Murphy that was produced in 1992. And so there has been much research since then over the last decade and some that has clearly established that people that live close to power lines are more at risk for leukemia and lymphoma cancer than people who do not. And I directed everybody last week to go to the YouTube videos that are posted from Australia, where a whole development began to get leukemia. Their dogs started getting leukemia. The cattle started dying prematurely when they put all these power lines above ground and ran it through a densely populated area. It was tremendous, the health disparity that it brought, and how the people went to the store and got UV lights and began to walk with those tubes that go in your kitchen lighting systems or your office lighting systems, those 3 and 4 foot light bulbs. And they walk with them through the community without any power source, and they lit up by themselves. And so there's a real concern now, and what can you do about it? Well, what you have to do about it if you find yourself in that situation is get your house mitigated. Make sure that you contact a health physicist or an engineer that specializes in quantifying microsurge from EMF radiation from these devices. There are instruments that you can get that insulate the house and to help to reduce your exposure. And then dietary-wise, you need to supplement your diet. You need to get with a nutritionist or a naturopathic practitioner, somebody that, or your medical doctor that can monitor you for nutritional deficiencies and help you to supplement that. And so I just wanted to, I didn't get a chance to get everybody a broadcast out tonight because I've been running all day just with the training doctors. We're so excited that we have doctors in Virginia now on board and doctors in Maryland now on board who are using the CARE model. And for the last couple of weeks, I've been training them by video and training them for this whole summer. I've been back and forth between the East Coast and the West Coast holding conferences and validation training and learning, and they're so excited about the equipment that we now have available from the NASA, the electrophysicists formerly of NASA, because that equipment is so advanced that their office can actually remotely access the equipment in your office and run it for you as you're evaluating patients. They're evaluating with you from their offices in Seattle, Washington, and California, and you could be over in Timbuktu someplace. The internet just makes it that accessible for them to help monitor the progress that you're making. And so we have our Canadian family on the line, and I just want to kind of do a U-turn a little bit or do a different type of program tonight, because Canada is about 10 years ahead of the United States when it comes to environmental health. And I have to give a shout-out to Blue Cross Blue Shield of Montana, because they have officially recognized electromagnetic hypersensitivity as an idiopathic illness, and they have rendered a treatment protocol that umbrellas it in the same classification as asthma, as well as multi-chemical sensitivity, and they're beginning to reimburse for care models and care interventions. And that is great, because Canada has 7 clinics, environmental health clinics, and the one that is most world-renowned is the Women's College Hospital in Toronto that is directed by Dr. Renee Bray. And I'm excited because not only did she have to fight to persuade her colleagues that the environment was making people sick, but she took her fight to the government in Canada and got them to put forth task force to begin to dialogue and look into the probability that the environment could be making people sick. And as a result, there's now a sister clinic at McGill University there in Montreal. And there's a massive event happening this weekend. I was hopeful to be able to journey up that way, but my schedule may not afford me to go. But we have both Mario and Rod on the line. And I want to kind of circle to Canada, because for those of you that's listening from New York City or from Vermont, and you can just take a quick run up to Montreal. I think Montreal is 6 to 8 hours from New York City, maybe a little bit closer. But you have the opportunity to experience one of the grand environmental health and environmentalist forums of the world. So, Mario, why don't you explain to us what exactly is this huge festivity that thousands and thousands of people will be descending on the city of Montreal to participate in this coming weekend. What's it all about? You still with us, Mario?
Sorry, I was on mute. You probably heard over the past 10 years that there is a world forum that goes from country to country year after year, and that is called World Social Forum. And this forum actually gets as guests, you know, like renowned personalities throughout the world, people that want to change this world for a better world. And this year they've chosen to do it in Montreal. And it is the first time it's been done in Montreal. And they've actually joined an existent environmental show in Montreal. So that they can actually get the better of both worlds. It actually started today, and over the weekend it will join Projet Ecosphère, environmental show, and these summities or these personalities will be over a huge park in the central Montreal for 2 days, and this is why. Dr. Ali, if she could have make it, she would have been able to meet many summits. And by the way, Dr. Rina Bray is going to be doing carrying a conference there over the weekend too. So anyway, this will forum will put us in a way on the map, you know, like especially us, me, Rod, and Pierre representing the nanotechnologies that Dr. Lee has developed over the years. So we'll for sure try to advance this case of around Dr. Lali's invention that she did with the biobalancers.
Well, this is so exciting because I have been at the manufacturers today all day checking and double-checking the quality of the new solar technologies and also making sure that just everything would be put in place because I'm going to try to make sure you guys have some technology up that way to play with. And hopefully it's going to be arriving Thursday or Friday. We can have, or maybe Saturday morning. I will know by the morning what the mail schedule is going to be. So you'll have some time to play with it before you actually present it to the world. And I'm so excited at the diversity of your skill, because you guys are such a great team in Canada because you understand the technology. You work with it longer in Canada than it has been available even in the U.S. The miracles and the results that you've got have just been phenomenal. But can you talk, Mario, a little bit about the diversity of who's going to be there? Because when you say environmentalism, that's broad. Is it just going to be focusing on home remediation, or is it farming? Is it, you know, horticulture? Is it gardening? You know, exactly elaborate a little bit on that.
Actually, it's about every subject that you just talked about. It would be about housing. It would be about food growing. It would be about social development. It will be in any field that has to do with human beings and well-beings of human beings, from housing to food to particularities like your invention, the biobalancer. Anything to bring this world one step further. There is a couple of hundred kiosks would be of different nature, but all has to do with environmental welfare.
Now, you know, this kind of strikes a chord with me because, Rod, I family is involved with urban farming and actually growing plants inside of big warehouses. And what are some of the technology that might influence urban farming that may be exhibited there, or do you have any knowledge of that?
I have very little knowledge. I know my brother was involved with a company a couple of years ago that was doing, I guess, what you could call urban farming, with growing lettuce and other greens without using earth, a special process, special lights, special temperature. But the popularity for that is extremely high. But apart from that, I really don't know much more. It's too bad because if this topic was being discussed, I would have hooked him up whereby he could have explained exactly what this company was doing and the success that they were having. And I think their success was all attributed to my brother. you don't hear about the company anymore. Where before they were hitting the news headlines locally quite often. But it is a totally different concept. They're able to grow their produce on a 12-month basis, where up here in Quebec, you're basically limited to maximum 5 months a year. So that made a huge difference. And at the same time, your produce, for the most part, completely organic, and it was even accepted by the Jewish community as being kosher. So, you know, he had made great headways, but where it's at now, I just can't tell you.
Well, now clarify for me, what is it kapod juice? What is that?
Well, they were growing Boston, I guess it's Boston salad and other greens. And, you know, it was from scratch with no earth.
Wow. You mean to tell me, you know, I saw that video that your brother sent me of plants that were growing like midair in a big warehouse, and they didn't have any dirt. It was just special lighting and frequencies that was energizing the plant life. So tell me, is kapot, is the juice that you're talking about, is it a fruit, is it a vegetable? What exactly is it?
Well, it was Boston lettuce, basically.
Oh, okay.
And, you know, the quality. I mean, I tasted it, and believe me, you know, I've never tasted better salad.
Wow. Wow. Well, the thing that was just phenomenal to me was that there was no restriction in what they were growing inside of these big warehouses, fruits, vegetables, and they had a year-round harvest. And that was pretty phenomenal to me. And your brother and I had talked at some length about using even our nanotechnology, our water system, in this urban farming community because of how it increases oxygen in the water and alkalinity of the water. And we've been doing some testing now for 1 year out in the deserts of Los Angeles County in California because, as you may know, that area is a drought area. And many of the grape farmers had really suffered because they were running out of water to water their grapes during this season. And we have been testing to see just how long plants could endure being outside in that desert with minimal water. And we discovered that plants, they got water that had been energized with our system for 24 hours, were able to endure and sustain their life force for six weeks with just minimal water. I'm talking about like 2 tablespoons of water on a potted plant that was like 12 inches big. And it was amazing how the frequency that was in the water energized the dirt. So whereas the plant was not drawing the water itself, it was drawing the energy, and it sustained, you know, its fortitude of life. So I'm excited. Go ahead.
Sorry. The Urban Barns process, and I know the company was a public company, probably trading its shares on the, you know, over-the-counter bulletin board on NASDAQ. They did trade as high as 25 cents, but I think the professionals that especially like the short stocks drove it down to like under half a cent or a tenth of a cent. But they were able to use approximately 10 or 12% of the water that a normal farmer would use for any crop. And I did a couple of tests in a couple years ago, and I remember Mario and I were talking about it, where if you just took some earth from the ground and then, you know, you would B-Dort and muscle test the individual before and then do the tests again holding the pot of earth, the person would lose body balance. And
wow,
you'd regain your body, and that's just any earth. You'd regain it once you put in, let's say, harmonized water. And so there's a couple of people that, namely Francine, who's madly in love with plants. It's a passion of hers. And unfortunately, over the past couple of months, she's been extremely busy, so I haven't been able to bring her and show her that sort of thing. And just as a little note on the side, Dr. A, today is the third monthly anniversary that Lynn's house has been harmonized. And for the about past 3-4 weeks, I'd have to check my notes, but twice a day when she exercises, she's able to move her legs.
Wow.
And we go back 3 months, she didn't feel them.
Wow. You know, and this brings to note, I don't know whether we should start having birthday parties for people with harmonized houses. So on the anniversary of your remediation, we need to start singing happy birthday or happy healthy smart home to you or something like that, because you have so many miracles now, it's hard to archive them all. And that's why we forged this show, because we have so many miracles to share. And to know that Lynn 3 months ago could not move her legs.
Couldn't
and now
feel.
She couldn't even feel them, excuse me. And
that's
now
okay.
She's exercising. She has increased mobility and range of motion. I mean, that's just like a miracle happening. And that's why I said, you know, we are just all angels on the radio. And that's why this has become a Star Wars event. And this is a Battlestar Galactica. And we have this Beam Me Up Scotty occasion on this Blog Talk Radio. Who could imagine that over the internet we could connect two nations, you know, with one common mission, and that is preserving the environment and giving a healthy environment to the generations that come. I mean, this is so phenomenal. It's still a leap of faith in my heart and a leap of joy for me. Every Tuesday night when I run to get to this show, it's just really, really tremendous. So I'm sorry to interrupt you, but that is phenomenal to celebrate. And, you know, I almost feel like the doctor, when you have to give a sticky to the clients, to the children and the clients that come through your office, especially if you have to give them a needle. You know, I know doctors are still, they give lollipops to adults.
So they should.
This is such an occasion of celebration that we're going to have to figure out some kind of way of sharing this good fortune with the world. And maybe it's that we have people start posting up on our flat battery Facebook, where those comments are shared by all the people that subscribe to that flat battery page. And we're going to have to do something so that people, the world can begin to see what's going on as these testimonies come in from around the world. I think I shared a couple of weeks ago about a testimony that came in from a medical doctor from Iceland who had a patient that was riding a horse and got thrown from the horse and kicked in the rib, and she had an intercostal muscle mass. That's a muscle, a lump that's in between the ribs. He was saying that nothing he did for 8 months would resolve that mass. And he had come to the Impex show, I believe it was last summer, and he had gotten some of the biobalancers, and I showed him how to use it with a flashlight and put it on the intercostal muscle. And so he was excited to try it for her because everything else had failed. And he said he put it on her, and it was not even 20 minutes. And that mass dissolved down to being pliable. It went from a hard mass to a soft mass, and like 80% of it was gone. He said in that short period of time. And when I shared with him what was happening to, I shared with him Rita's brain tumor, and what was happening with people with macular inflammation in these medical doctors' offices, they were reporting that their swelling had gone and the sight had returned. I mean, he was like shot off like a rocket on the phone. So this is phenomenal, and getting to this urban farming, I hope that the trend does not die, but it is revised, so that we can be part of that future, bringing nanotechnology, expanding its use in farming. Because everybody heard the farmer that was on about 10 months ago talking about how it doubled the size of his soy plants and stopped him from having drain problems on the farm. So I'm just excited about, you know, what the future in urban farming and a position that this nanotechnology might have. But go ahead, Brock.
To use Mario's expression, regardless of how you use this technology, really the limit is your own imagination. And, you know, about 3 weeks ago, my mother, who's 84, you know, she got up one morning and she felt great. And then she turned around and suddenly it's like pulling a muscle in her hip. She was in extreme pain and, you know, taking aspirin and all that garbage. And so I told her, I said, you know, put a flat battery there. But I said, not just one, grab as many as you can find. And I know she had four, and I know they were all good because about 2-3 weeks previous to that, I tested my brother to make sure that they were okay. And, you know, all she, as far as tape goes, all she had was scotch tape. So I said, fine, we'll use what you've got, and let's get them on there and keep them there and just let them do their thing. And sure enough, she calls me up the next day and she says, you know, I finally got pain relief.
Wow.
And then that's when, believe it or not, she started to really believe in this technology after, what, over 3 years.
Wow.
And, you know, her big problem is not getting the relief for her legs. But then she's a Taurus, and Tauruses are very stubborn. And, you know, now I think she's believing, yes, I was right. Just don't keep them under your heels, but start testing them all over your legs, all over your body, to see if you can get relief for your legs. Because she's got polymyalgia. It's either polymyalgia or post-polio syndrome. So,
wow.
Slowly but surely, she's becoming less stubborn, which I'm really glad. And then there was me, where, you know, the whole family watched my face because of a tooth abscessing. And that's where I learned where, you know, because the same tooth did it about a year earlier. And of course, you can't go to the dentist because, well, I want to see how long the abscess disappears for. So what I did learn from that exercise was when you go to use the flat battery technology with a flashlight, make sure you've got good, fresh battery. So, you know, they all watched where the swelling disappeared, the infection disappeared, and they couldn't believe it. So, believe it or not, the family's becoming a believer. And my youngest brother, who was involved with Urban Barns, is waiting for that UPS courier to deliver the micro nanos.
Well, you tell him that the wait, he only has to wait a few more days because they're on their way. And I had to just get in there and just help make it happen because we've been waiting a long time. And I'm so excited about the future of the new technology, and I'm so anxious to get the solar technology to market. Her name is called Solee, S-O-L-E-E, and she was inspired by Morgan, the first child to stop seizures. I was inspired to name this technology Solee because it's our first solar technology. And I'm just so excited about what this technology can do with Windows. I was just jumping up and down because I got so many people so excited. When I demonstrated the technology at the manufacturing office, they were totally blown away. And when I showed one of the guys how the windows in this plant were picking up the radio frequencies from all of the wireless infrastructure they had, and it had broadcast a tase. It had static radiation coming off that window almost 6 feet into the facility. And when I showed him how he was losing energy just by standing in front of the window, he was totally blown out of the room. And when I showed him the power of our little Solee, she's only a half an inch wide and an inch long, but she can do 25 feet of wall and window by herself. That's just amazing how the sun, when it hits this nanotechnology, it makes her bigger than life. This is the most revolutionary nanotechnology that I believe we've ever made. And we have another person whose eyes have stopped bleeding, and the inflammation, the swelling inside the eye has now decreased. So we are so excited to bring, you know, the Solee for eyes and Solee for windows to market. That it's just, you know, it's just, I just can't hardly contain my joy. And I sense a shifting because we have the doctors that we've been training, one particular group of them, one group is headed by a medical doctor who was in remission from renal cancer. She had cancer of her kidney, and it just so happens that the highest disparity for breast cancer, women dying of breast cancer right now, is in Washington, D.C., in wards 4 and 5. When I say ward, that is like a place in the city, and this happens to be in central north Washington, D.C., where all these women are getting this breast cancer. And so she is so excited to bring forth the breast care model using both the biobalancers and the Solee window insulators. And it's just, I'm just so excited, I can't hardly contain my joy. I just am just so excited. And I'm so excited for this technology to be in Canada for this conference because you guys are such scholars. I mean, you are so skillful in evaluating the technology that I'm looking forward to how you apply it and the discoveries that you will make with it. That's just great. So tonight I want to give a couple of testimonies. We have a gentleman that contacted us this week, and he is so excited, and hopefully he will be on next week. He's a gentleman that was in a hotel, a five-star hotel, and he was walking on the marble floor, and he slipped and fell and had a serious spinal cord injury. He's been wheelchair-bound for more than 7 years. And one of his dear friends had her house mitigated with our technology. And she called him up and he said, you know, he said, I don't, my place is so small and my budget is kind of tight, so I want to just do my bedroom. And so we went and did his bedroom. And he was only able to sleep about 2 hours straight a night for these past 7 years. He said he gets uncomfortable, he has to be adjusted, and he's just not been able to get a comfortable rest in his bed. But when we mitigated his bedroom, he said he's been sleeping through the night, and he feels so much stronger and so much better, and we went by to see him, and we were totally astounded. This gentleman was 20 years younger, and he wanted to be on the show tonight, but he had an emergency that came to come up, so he said he would come and give his testimonies next week. And I finally heard from a Hawaiian pastor. He said he's going to be on. He was out of town with a family emergency, but he's going to be back, and he's going to try to be on the show next week as well. So I'm just excited about everything has been shared tonight. Does anybody have any testimony or anything that they wanted to share?
Well,
go ahead.
Sorry. Len is not on the show tonight, but his son's new girlfriend, apparently she suffers quite a bit from scoliosis. And so we'll save that one again for next week because her reaction to the flat battery is quite different and unique. And it's only without taking the steam out of it, I'd like Len to be the one to tell you what has happened. And, you know, you have to give this little one-inch square thing time, and when you do, you will reap the benefits. So
wow.
There's a testimonial from Len to come forward next week, and there's probably, by the time this next week, there could be a few more.
Well, absolutely.
And
we appreciate, go ahead.
Oh, and one thing that's important that Lynn did when, you know, her legs started to thaw out and she started to feel them. And, you know, I think it was the second night having the filters without any harmonics on them. Harmonics were in place in the basement. She did her own test.
Wow.
And she unplugged the filters one night. And because her sleep was intermittent, half an hour here, an hour there, when she would wake up and wake up for half an hour, wake up for an hour in the middle of the night, all she did was pray. And she prayed that this nightmare would end. And, you know, when it was the second night that she started to sleep 6-7 hours and hasn't stopped except for when she experimented one night and she unplugged the filters, and sure enough, her sleeping habits went back to the old style. So when she was dressed the next morning, she plugged them back in and has not unplugged them since. And
well, that is certainly a powerful testimony because, you know, we always share the disclaimer that these technologies were never invented to treat, prevent, cure, or diagnose diseases. But what is so phenomenal
is
that
they
when
do.
People touch them, when people touch them, they're inspired to take them off of their electronics or televisions or out of their cell phones and apply them directly to the body for relief of discomfort. And I want everybody on this line to be prayerful, because if you watch 60 Minutes on Sunday, you saw a heralding story about heroin addiction in America. And the spotlight was put on my home state of Ohio, and in particular, Columbus, Ohio, where I went to undergraduate nursing training at Capital University, which is the Harvard of Lutheran colleges worldwide. They have the number one school of nursing in the state of Ohio. And it used to be that heroin was a poor man's drug. But heroin has now infiltrated the upper middle class, and this is what's so alarming, that the heroin is so pure that it is so easy to overdose. And so many kids are dying from heroin, every race, every creed, every socioeconomic status. And some of the stories were really frightening, because these kids had gotten sports injuries and gone to the doctor and were given Vicodin. And I didn't realize that Vicodin, from a molecular formulary perspective, is almost identical to that of heroin. Yes, they're both opiates, but you don't think that Vicodin is heroin when you allow the doctor to prescribe it for your son. And I say that we really have to look to the Korean and to the Asian community, because they've been paying managing the stones for a long time, in particular jade stones. They heat up jade stones, and when you put that jade stone, that heated jade stone, on the area of pain, you'll be totally amazed at how it quiets the pain and minimizes pain, and even in some incidents takes people who are wheelchair bound and have no strength or endurance from being in a wheelchair to being standing and pushing their wheelchair out in one treatment. And I began to think about the crises that we're in and all of the multitude of testimonies that we have with people that had amazing pain that use that flat battery or their biobalancer for pain management and to stop the pain. And I got to thinking, what if we could bring the community together and explore other options for pain management that would help relieve and help intervene against this big heroin crisis? So I want everybody to begin to think about how you might be able to approach the doctors and the politicians in your community to introduce the flat battery and try to get legislation passed that may succumb clinical trials for people to be able to use it from a naturopathic wellness perspective, because this is what also blew me away. Narcan, N-A-R-C-A-N, Narcan, is a drug that reverses the effects of heroin. And they have deregulated Narcan so that it can be administered by a layperson, a family member, a school teacher, to stop kids from overdosing from heroin, because it rapidly reverses the effects of heroin. And how many testimonies have we heard on this line about people that had amazing pain, and they took that flat battery and put it directly on the pain site, and the pain was gone? So I want everybody to, be prayerful, because I'm getting ready to be bold and write such a letter. If they can deregulate Narcan so that it can be administered by anybody to prevent a heroin overdose, how about they can regulate and allow for something that's topical? You put it on, it works. You take it off, it doesn't work. That may be a great intervention for pain management and prevent kids from even needing Vicodin after they have surgery or after they have a football or sports injury, so that they're not even set up for heroin. And I'm just bold enough to make that statement, but we got to get Mario and Rod through greeting the world and 80,000 people, you know, in Canada. And I'm going to be strategizing, and I just want everybody tonight, as we close this show out, to think about what's happening with this heroin crisis in your community and in your world. Think about where there might be a pain management clinic near you, and, you know, go by and ask the doctors there, ask the community, would they entertain doing a clinical study using these biobalancer flat batteries to see if they could be a resource? Because that's how I discovered it. When that breast pain kicked in and I had forgot my pain medication, it was the flat battery that stopped that pain on contact. It was the vice president of the American Nurses Association that had crippling arthritis and could hardly walk 10 feet. And we stuck one on a Band-Aid and stuck it on her right knee, which had no range of motion at all. And within 5 minutes, pain was gone. She had complete range of motion, was up walking around. And she said, "This has given me back 10 years of my life." So this is a real area of need where if we knock on the door and ask people to consider, we might be able to save some child from becoming addicted to heroin and dying prematurely from a drug overdose.
Dr. A.
Oh, yes, go ahead.
For what it's worth, it was 2 weeks after we had harmonized Lynn's house. And she used to wear a patch on her right shoulder. That was actually starting to cause pain and significant pain to her. So she scrapped that. Now, hey, her house has been harmonized for 1 week. So that the patch disappeared. After 2 weeks, she reduced the pain medication that she was taking for her MS by almost one third.
Wow.
So maybe, you know, stop and think. And the point I'm trying to raise here is maybe it's their homes, their environment.
Exactly. Because we do know in these areas where there's radiation zone 1 and they have high uranium in the dirt, they demineralize very quickly, and that causes, that can contribute to sustained pain. So on that note, ladies and gentlemen, I just want to end this show with a word of prayer, because I want God to do great things in Canada. And as Mario and Rod lift this technology to the world up there this weekend, I just want God to show forth his grace, that they're going to meet people who are extremely influential, and somebody is going to break a door open for us.
But don't go with politicians.
Yes, because Canada is ready. Canada understands this. There still may be an evolution for what you're going to do about it, and the solutions and the interventions that are going to be rendered. But at least Canada has said there is a problem, and people are sensitive to electromagnetic frequencies. And at least in America, Blue Cross Blue Shield is beginning to awaken the consciousness of providers and insurance companies in this country by saying, okay, we're ready to acknowledge there's a problem and people are hypersensitive to electricity. And so now we need God to just intervene and ask for the Ra'ah blessing. And as we talked about last week, the Zulu saying, I see you. And the response is, I am here. As we get on this show week after week after week, talking about what we see and talking about that we are here, talking about our interventions and how we are showing forth our compassion to lift the quality of life, to make a quality of life, to give a legacy of compassion and caring and relief and resolve in the communities in which we live and work. May the Lord God strengthen everyone on this line to have vision, to, if you see the problem, may you have the courage to render intervention with your skill and your resources. I heard the sermon, and we all have probably heard the sermon, the classic sermon of the Good Samaritan. And, you know, I almost have to repent because I've been talking about these two priests that went in the roadway, and the storyline goes like this. There was a man that was beat up and robbed and left in the street. And two priests came down the street. They saw the man, and they crossed. One of them crossed and walked on the other side, and the other one just walked around him. Neither one of them could see his cry for help because he was speechless. They couldn't see that they had the ability to intervene on his behalf. So they kept walking. And the story continues that there was a man who saw him laying in the road, and he said, okay, I'm a very busy person. But the question becomes, if I don't stop to help this man, not what will happen to me. The question is, what will happen to him? And even though he saddled that man on his donkey, and he didn't even take him home with him. He took him to a convalescence center and said, please take care of him and send me the bill, and I will provide for whatever he needs. And the reason why I marveled at that story was this. That is the priest's responsibility to get resources from heaven to us. And it's our responsibility to get the resources to the highways and byways where men and women and children have needs. And so the priests were not anointed to see that man. But the Good Samaritan was anointed to see him. He was anointed not only see him, but he had the provisions to care for him. And I see every single one of you that call in faithfully every week and share and labor with me on this show. talk about how we see people, how we see their needs, how we serve them, how we give to them, how we encourage hope in them, and the miracles that are creating because we care. And so, Father God, in the name of Lord Jesus, we just come before you, thanking you for the people that's on this line and the miracles that continue to unfold every single week. As we air and talk about the technology, we talk about community events, we talk about movies, we talk about the struggle, we talk about the awareness. And Father God, we look unto you, Jehovah Ra'ah, the God who is our shepherd, the one who sees us. And we ask for the Ra'ah blessing. I ask for there to be a blessing on Mario and Rod and Pierre and those who are attending this festivity in Canada that is so huge that they find people who will finance their efforts in Canada, and Canada becomes a flagship for not only North America, but the world. And I'm asking for every nickel, dime, dollar, every hour that they have labored to bring forth goodwill to men, multiply it to them and to their children and their grandchildren and their seeds. Bless their seeds until the end of time. For Nathan and Ida, I'm asking for every need in their house to be met, for wealth and honor to come to everyone on this line in this holy year of Jubilee and the Shemate, where your word decrees and declares that which was stolen from us, taken from us, lost, has got to come back double. I decree and declare and release your blessings upon all that's on this show. I'm asking you to be magnified. I command your peace to be still, and I command fear to get up out of our way. I thank you that everybody on this line is heavy with favor. And the people that we're supposed to minister to, the people that we have resources for, the people that we have an encouraging word and talent to remediate for their deliverance, Father God, let them find us. Let our help find us. Let the money and the resources that we need, Father God, to move our ministries forward, let it find us, God, that at the end of the day you may be pleased with our lives, that we may fulfill the purpose for which you have created us. And may you be magnified gloriously in our lives. Bless us in the heavens and bless us in the earth. We bind the forces of darkness that want to impede us, God, from getting your will done and bringing your kingdom to the earth. Now we thank you for your love for us abounds. And we bless you that we have favor that brings us, that joins us around the world on this effort, and that we will achieve leaving this world a better place for our grandchildren, our children, our grandchildren, and our seed to the end of time. In Jesus' name I decree it is so. Amen, amen, and amen. Everybody, good night. I look forward to a fabulous report from Canada, and let's get it done. Good night, everyone.
Thank you very much, Dr. Arlo.
Good night.
Bye, Ada.
Bye,
Rod.
Bye, Marion.
Good night.
Cannot comprehend. Jesus did. keep me.